John S. Doyle is back with his look at what it says in the papers.
The Irish Independent reports that a property investment company, the largest vulture fund in the state, as the writer describes it, has increased the interest rate it charges homeowners. The huge financial returns these firms expected to reap here are failing to materialise, the paper says. The Irish Times leads with a warning by the Economic and Social Research Institute that a sudden drop in corporation tax receipts could cause a prolonged deterioration in the government's finances. The apology by the National Lottery about the exclusion of four top prizes from three scratch card games since 2014 is the main story for the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Star reports the arrest in a British prison of a man described as Kinahan cartel boss on charges of conspiracy to import drugs and firearms into the UK and Ireland. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that Gardaí are investigating the sudden death of a newborn baby in the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin. In the Irish Sun's main story, it is reported that the roof of the derelict house in Lucan, County Dublin, where Anna Creagel was murdered last year, is being repaired. Fingal County Council said that works were to protect and stabilise the site. As the paper recalls, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, after the murder of Miss Creagel, said he would like to see Glenwood House's protected status lifted and to have the building demolished. The Taoiseach is the subject of the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. He has been told he is glib and lacks understanding after reacting to the plight of homeless children by saying Santa would find them. The criticisms come from Fianna Fáil and Labour, amongst others. John O'Sullivan, Labour TD, is quoted as saying that Leo Varadkar really doesn't get how awful it is for children to be in a hotel. For the Irish Farmers Journal, the main story is the European Commission's Green Deal, announced yesterday. The paper says it has seen leaked Commission draft documents which propose significantly reducing the use of fertilisers and a cut of between 25% and 50% in pesticides. The Times reports on its front page that a former Irish Naval Service patrol ship, the L.E. Ashling, was sold to one of the participants in the civil war in Libya last year in breach of a UN arms embargo. Colm Keane explains that according to a UN Security Council report, the state sold the offshore patrol vessel for €110,000 to a Dutch shipping broker. That company sold it a year later for €473,000 to a company in the United Arab Emirates, which almost immediately sold it to a company in Libya for €1.3 million. Decision day, says the lead headline in the Belfast Telegraph. Up to six Westminster seats could change hands after voters in Northern Ireland go to the polls today, writes Suzanne Breen. The Irish News reports that a group of influential Irish-American politicians has written to the leaders of Britain's three main parties, urging them to ensure that peace in Ireland is not undermined by Brexit. The Times, in an editorial, comments that after a dismal election campaign, British voters face an unenviable choice. Whatever the outcome, the Examiner says, it is likely to have a profound effect on many people on the island of Ireland.